Big Secret, Chapter 1. Rupert is waiting for a phone call, just like yesterday and the day before. He has been waiting for that phone call for more than a month. In fact, he has been waiting for that phone call for a year. Before that, he remembers when exactly it began, and he knows that it still continues. But he doesn't know when it will end. Will it ever end? What if the phone rings? What if it never rings? He doesn't know anything. He is just waiting. Rupert is 30 years old and he is waiting for a phone call like a teenager. In another city, Miranda is waiting for a phone call. Just like yesterday and the day before. Like Rupert, she has been waiting for that phone call for a year. Unlike Rupert, she knows what to do if the phone rings. And she is willing to wait for another year. Actually, it doesn't matter how long she has to wait. She is a patient woman. Rupert and Miranda don't know each other. They don't even live in the same city. They need each other, but they are not aware of this. They need each other to stay alive. Rupert is a writer. He writes horror novels. He has got many fans. His books are always on the top bestseller list. He is a rich man and he lives a modest life. He is also a very generous man. He donates most of his money to the homeless, the sick, and the orphans. He is usually awake at night. He writes until morning and sleeps until noon. He likes writing at night. Nights are dark and quiet. He can concentrate on his work more easily. The only thing he hears is the sound of his typewriter. The only thing he sees is the black ink on white paper. The only thing he thinks about is his book and its characters. The only thing he waits for is that phone call. It was exactly 534 days ago. It was one of those nights. His phone rang. The man on the phone offered a deal and Rupert accepted it. The mysterious man promised to call him back as soon as possible, but he never did. He hasn't called Rupert for 534 days. Now he is waiting for the second phone call. After 534 days, he is still waiting. Miranda is an artist. She is talented and famous. Her paintings are all over the country. You can see them on the walls of several houses and important buildings. Like Rupert, she works during the night and sleeps during the day. Unlike Rupert, she sees several different colours on her canvas, not just black ink. It was exactly 534 days ago. She was busy in her drawing. Her phone rang. The man on the phone offered a deal and Miranda accepted it. The man on the phone offered a deal and Rupert accepted it. The mysterious man promised to call him back as soon as possible, but he never did. He hasn't called Rupert for 534 days. Now she is waiting for the second phone call. After 534 days, she is still waiting. Chapter 2. It is midnight. The only thing that can be heard is the sound of Rupert's typewriter. The white paper is filled with new words. He is writing the final pages of his book. This is his favourite part. He always gets very excited. He cannot think of anything else. He cannot eat or drink anything. When the book is finished, he feels complete and happy. He started writing this book 534 days ago. He will finish it tonight. Finally, his dreams will come true. He dreamed of having a holiday for 534 days. Now he will pack to go for a vacation. He will rent a house by a lake. He really needs this vacation. After all those days of hard work and sleepless nights, he really needs to relax and rest. Miranda is working too. Her room is filled with the strong smell of paints. The canvas is filled with different colors and images. There are colorful flowers. They are dancing smoothly with the wind. She started drawing this picture after the first phone call. There are exactly 534 flowers on the canvas. She drew only one flower for each day. She will finish her painting tonight. Then she will leave the house in the morning. She doesn't have a plan. She just needs to be away for a while. Rupert writes the final sentence and Miranda makes the final brushstroke. In these two separate rooms, in two separate cities, two separate phones ring. They ring at the same time. "I found it," says the voice on the phone. "Come and take it." "I booked a room for you." "I will give the other details later," says the voice on Rupert's phone. Rupert writes the address on a piece of paper. It is a 6-hour drive. He gets in his car immediately. After waiting for such a long time, he cannot wait for another minute. What about Miranda? She has an address too. She has to drive for 4 hours to get there. She gets in her car and starts the engine. It is enough. Now it is time to move, she thinks. Chapter 3. It is 7:30 in the morning. Miranda finds the hotel and checks in. Highway Hotel, room 42. She doesn't feel hungry. She takes a shower and goes to bed. She needs to sleep for a while. She falls fast asleep. Then a voice wakes her up. A door opens and shuts in the next room. The noise goes on. She gets angry and shouts, "Hey, be quiet. I'm trying to sleep here." A man answers, "I'm sorry, madam." The walls are really thin, Miranda thinks. She cannot sleep. She decides to have breakfast. She changes her clothes and leaves the room. Rupert enters his hotel room at around 9:30. Highway Hotel Room 43. He is extremely tired and hungry. "I have to eat something," he thinks. He opens the door and sees the lady in the next room. It is Miranda. She is leaving the room too. "I'm sorry, madam. I guess I disturbed you," he says. "Don't worry about that. It's not your fault." "The walls are very thin," she says. He doesn't know why, but he asks a question to Miranda. "Can I buy you a cup of coffee as an apology?" She doesn't know why, but she accepts his offer. "I prefer breakfast. I'm starving." Rupert and Miranda find a restaurant nearby and order breakfast. They chat as they eat. Soon, they find out that they know each other. Not in person, but they know each other's works. "Actually, I read your last book a few months ago. I loved it," Miranda says. "Thank you. My new book will be published soon." "I'll send you a copy," Rupert says. "With an autograph on it?" asks Miranda. "If you want one, you get one," says Rupert with a smile on his face. Rupert compliments on Miranda's art. He saw a few works of Miranda before. He still remembers every single detail of them. He was fascinated by the colours and the images. "Your canvas has a spirit," he says. The chat goes on and on until Miranda's question. "What brought you here?" Rupert cannot think of an answer. He cannot tell the truth. Okay, says Miranda. "You don't have to tell me if it's private."
No, I'm just trying to find a friend," he says.
"Oh?" sighs Miranda. "I hope you can find him. Or should I say her?" Rupert blushes. He looks at Miranda. She is gorgeous. He has a little crush on her. He doesn't want her to think that he has a girlfriend.
"I hope I can find him," he says.
He feels terrible. He hates that he has to lie. Chapter 4. Now, Rupert asks the same question. "I am looking for something. That's all I can tell you," she says.
"I hope you can find it," says Rupert.
Miranda takes the last sip of her coffee and says, "Thanks for the breakfast and lovely chat. I have to go now."
"You're welcome. Hope to see you soon," says Rupert.
Miranda goes to the hotel. Rupert decides to have a walk in the town. He wants to see the tourist attractions, if there are any. He can't stop thinking about Miranda. He really wishes to see her again. Sometimes our wishes come true earlier than we hope, just like Rupert's wish, because he will see Miranda soon, really soon. Miranda enters her room and finds a paper on her nightstand. There is a map on the paper. It shows a cave in the woods. A certain time is written on the paper. When Rupert enters his room, he finds a similar note on the nightstand. Rupert is very excited. He will finally get what he wants. He paid a lot of money for that, and he waited for a long time. It will change a lot of things in his life. Miranda is very excited too. She paid the same amount of money. She waited for the same amount of time. It will change her entire life. Now it is time to solve the mystery. What is it? Why is it so important? It is an ancient manuscript. For hundreds of years, thousands of people have tried to find it. They desperately wanted to have it. People killed and died for it. Others stopped believing. They claimed that such a manuscript didn't exist. It became a legend. Now, very few people know about it, and even fewer people believe that it exists. According to the legend, a very old man wrote that manuscript. He was a very wise man, maybe the wisest man of his time. People believed that he had some mystic powers. He lived very long, longer than a usual man can live. The manuscript itself is more interesting than the old man. People believed it had some mystic powers as its writer. Once you hear about it, you would want to learn more. Once you believe in its miracles, it would haunt you. Once it haunts you, you would do everything to have it. Miranda and Rupert both want to have it. Will they do everything to have it? Chapter 5. Rupert leaves his room at 8 p.m. It is slowly getting dark. He drives for 20 minutes. He arrives at the woods. He takes the map from his pocket. He follows the directions. He is going deep into the woods. It is getting darker and scarier. He walks for 15 minutes. According to the directions, he is right in front of the spot. It is very quiet now. It is an annoying silence.
With the help of a flashlight, he sees the thick bushes around him. There are thick bushes everywhere. He cannot see anything else. This is weird, he thinks. He decides to check the map again, but he drops the map. He kneels down to pick it up. Right on time, a voice says. Rupert raises his head. What are you doing here? He asks. He is shocked. We need to talk, says the voice. It is Miranda. She looks confused and terrified. We both know why we are here. The phone call, the long wait, the manuscript. No more lies, she says. Okay, agrees Rupert. It's a trap, Rupert. They want to kill us, she continues. Slow down. Tell me everything from the start, says Rupert. After the breakfast, I went to my room. I saw a map on my nightstand. I heard two men talking in your room. The walls are very thin, remember? I recognized one of them. I realized that we were trapped, she answers. You can sell one thing to only one person. They brought us here because they have other plans for us. The manuscript is a secret. Very few people know about it. They want it to stay as a secret, she continues. Will they kill everyone who knows about it? Or did they kill anyone? Asks Rupert. I don't know, Rupert, says Miranda. Chapter 6. I don't understand one thing. Why did they put us into the same hotel? Why did they take that risk? Asks Rupert. Maybe it wasn't a risk for them, answers Miranda. Maybe they wanted us to meet, she adds. Rupert is still confused. You want to have that manuscript, don't you? Well, I want it too, says Miranda. And they don't want us to have it, I know that, says Rupert. Miranda continues. Remember all those people? They fought with each other. They killed each other to have the manuscript. Rupert understands it more clearly now. They thought that we would fight for that manuscript, maybe even kill each other. Rupert and Miranda fight. One kills the other. Then the winner comes to the cave. They kill the winner. I think that was the plan, Miranda says. One problem less, says Rupert. Now, they have two big problems, says Miranda. We need to make a plan. We have half an hour. They're expecting us to be there at 9, says Miranda. An artist and a writer against two bad guys. They have to make a really good plan. Rupert and Miranda sit on the thick bushes and try to find a way out. Should they do this? Should they do that? Should they go this way? Should they go that way? Suddenly, Rupert stops talking and looks into Miranda's eyes. I would never hurt you, Miranda. You know that, right? He says. Chapter 7. He enters the cave and looks at the two men in the eye. I did it, he says. I killed her. Rupert puts Miranda's lifeless body to the ground. All her body is covered with blood. Blood is still dripping from a wound on her head. I knew you would. I never doubted you, says one of the men. His name is Donald. He is a short, thin man, but he is evil. The other man sighs. His name is Travis. He is tall and strong. It wasn't a fair fight. I told you, he says to Donald. There is a big candle in the cave. It gives a weak light, but it is better than nothing. Rupert sees the manuscript. It is on the floor. He cannot take his eyes off the manuscript. Give it to me. I paid the money. I waited for all those days. I killed a woman. Keep your promise. Give me the manuscript, he says. It's not that easy, says Donald with an evil voice. Chapter 8. In the blink of an eye, Rupert reaches the manuscript, takes a little bottle from his pocket and pours something on the manuscript. "Now listen to me, gentlemen," he says. There is a lighter in his hand. The cave is filled with the strong smell of gasoline. "What are you doing?" yells Donald. "Stop it," shouts Travis. "If you move or try to do anything, I will burn this." "Don't even blink," says Rupert. They were not prepared for such a thing. They cannot do anything. If they harm Rupert, they will also destroy the manuscript forever. Miranda is lying behind the men. No one is moving, no one is speaking. Even the wild animals in the woods are silent. All of a sudden, the cave is dark. No candle, no lighter, no light. A strange sound echoes in the cave, twice. A body hits the ground. Then another body hits the ground. "Are you okay?" asks Rupert. "Yes," says Miranda. Then she lights the candle. Donald and Travis are lying on the ground. They are not dead. They just fainted. Miranda hit them on their heads with a bat. They tie the two men carefully. Then they take the manuscript and leave the cave. They walk to Rupert's car. They do not have much time. They have to finish everything before the men wake up. Rupert makes an anonymous call to the police and explains everything. He gives directions of the cave and hangs the phone. He starts driving. They are on the highway now. Miranda is cleaning the paint on her face with a towel. "Our plan really worked," she says happily. "You are a great artist, Miranda. Your makeup was so realistic that they didn't even check." Chapter 9. It was easier than they hoped. Now the hard part is coming. "What will we do with the manuscript?" asks Rupert. "Isn't that obvious? This thing is evil. We should burn it," says Miranda. Her voice is firm. "You are right," says Rupert. He pulls over the car. They both get out. Rupert puts the manuscript on the ground. He gives the lighter to Miranda. "Do it," he says. "Let's do it together," Miranda suggests. The flames of the manuscript shine in the dark. They watch it burn. They watch a legend burn. The fire dies after a few minutes. The legend is now just ash and smoke. The smoke disappears in the sky and the wind sweeps the ashes. They get back in the car and Rupert drives to the hotel. They see the police cars. They are going to the woods. They arrive at the hotel. "Thank you for everything," she says. "We did it together, Miranda. Thank you too," she says. Then he adds, "Maybe I'll see you at breakfast." "Who knows?" says Miranda with a beautiful smile. It's not just a beautiful smile. For Rupert, it is the most beautiful smile in the world. The next morning, Rupert looks for Miranda. He cannot see her around, so he asks the receptionist. "She checked out early in the morning, sir," she says. "Did she leave a message or a telephone number?" he asks. But no, she left nothing for him. He feels terrible. Rupert doesn't go back home. Do you remember how much he needed a holiday? Now he needs it even more. He stays in that lake house for 6 weeks and tries to forget everything. He really forgets the bad things. There is one thing he can't forget. He can't get Miranda out of his mind. After 6 weeks of vacation, he comes back home. His letterbox is full. One of the envelopes is quite big. He opens it first. It is an invitation for an art exhibition on next Saturday. He checks the name of the artist. It is Miranda. There is a little note. "I owe you a breakfast, mister. Let's make it a dinner after the exhibition."